This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. If a bill before the state legislature passes and becomes law, dozens of public schools would have to change the names of their teams. It's because the bill prohibits school mascots named after Native Americans. WBUR Edify reporter Max Larkin tells us that Native Americans are divided about the proposed ban.
At the annual powwow of the Wallamonapog Intertribal Council in Attleboro, dozens of Native people and their guests take time to dance, buy and sell goods, and talk. But ask about mascots, and you get steered to an elder.
But I have to find her. Usually she's sitting down.
Here, that elder is a woman named Whippoorwill. She recently turned 80, and she's wearing a baseball hat that says Native Pride. What does that mean to you?
That we should stand up and be proud of who we are.
But Whippoorwill sees no conflict between that pride and the three dozen or so Massachusetts schools that have teams called the Redmen, the Red Raiders, or the Indians. If anything, she says, it's a sign of respect.
Of course, you don't want your team to lose, so you pick on people that can stand up and be brave, and I think of it as a compliment.
The older powwow attendees agree. The mascots don't offend them if they're presented respectfully. But that isn't always the case, especially with younger Native people. As musicians play traditional music nearby, a group of teenagers are sitting on picnic tables in the shade. And they say they feel wounded by the mascots, like 13-year-old Kateri Silva. She says she's proud to be Native too, but that she hasn't felt a lot of respect coming from her classmates at school.
On the bus every single day, people will go "Ooh," like that, or go call me Pocahontas if I wear my hair in braids.
Silva and her friends agree that calling teams the Red Men feels like another way of singling Natives out and ignoring their presence in modern-day America.
They wouldn't be like, oh, the Yellow Men. It's because we've been stomped on for so many years.
The debate over Native-themed mascots dates back almost 50 years, but it's come to a head in Massachusetts this year after a group of citizens introduced a bill that would ban the practice at public schools statewide.
I've got to be honest with you. That old saying, it's political correctness, gone awry.
Representative Jim Miceli represents Tewksbury, home of the Redmen. He believes the bill is, quote, dead on arrival, in part because of the number of older Native people, like Whippoorwill, who came forward to tell legislators that they like the mascots.
I got calls from chiefs, and the chiefs said they had no objection to the use of the symbol. In fact, they considered it a compliment.
Among those supporting the ban is Claudia Fox Tree, an educator of Arawak descent. If Natives of different ages disagree about the meaning of the mascots, she says, it's because young people are often hit harder than older ones.
Maybe it didn't damage us. Maybe we came to understand our identity as more of an adult with an adult brain. But the research is clear on how damaging these are.
Fox Tree points to psychological studies that suggest that mascots aren't neutral symbols. They have an effect on mood and behavior. Those studies suggest that young Native Americans respond to images like Chief Wahoo, the grinning red-faced mascot of the Cleveland Indians, with diminished self-esteem and less hope for the future. What's more, Fox Tree says the symbols force a paradoxical invisibility on Natives like her. Most Americans know the cartoon mascots better than the real people they represent. So, she says, they bespeak a bigger problem.
What is known about us or written about us is someone else's story of us. Our own narrative has been taken from us.
That's the concern among Native students at UMass Amherst, too. For decades, UMass's mascot was Chief Metawampi, and the team was known as the Redmen before it was changed in 1972 after a wave of activism. Jasmine Goodspeed is a rising senior of Nipmuc heritage. Earlier this year, she lobbied to change the name of the Turner's Falls Indians. That's a high school nearby. She's used to older Natives' opinions on team names like the Indians.
They don't care. There are so many other problems to worry about, so why worry about this one word?
But Goodspeed and her Native classmates argue that language matters.
It's like, well, I think the word is part of the root of the problem. It's part of the erasure of our people.
Another recent issue involved a statue of Chief Metawampi still on campus. With other Native students, Andreas Ridley, a graduating senior of Wampanoag and Penobscot descent, considered asking to have the statue removed. But they decided instead to ask the university to add an educational plaque alongside it.
So that the statue is not a landscape ornament, but is a historical figure with a history.
In the same way, Ridley says, getting rid of Native mascots would represent progress, but it's only half the battle.
But what would be great is if we could follow up with that with a sincere curriculum of our history and our contemporary reality.
In Tewksbury, the Red Men may remain. But Representative Jim Miceli says that school officials have worked out a deal whereby Native leaders will come to town and teach that history once a year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.